I'm Tommy McNeil reporting. Iranian leadership is responding to anti-government protest that began more than a week ago. The country's parliament is set to hold a special session. VOA's Margaret Bashir tells us this follows backlash during a UN Security Council meeting.
U.S. Ambassador Nikki Haley surprised council members this week by calling for the public session. Haley said the week-old protests that have rapidly spread to nearly 80 cities and towns across Iran are evidence of the people's long festering frustration.
The Iranian people understand the nature of their regime. They understand that their lack of voice in their government has allowed the regime to ignore them. And it has allowed the regime to spread conflict and instability far and wide.
Demonstrators are angry about the economic situation and the government's use of resources in Iraq, Syria, Lebanon, and Yemen instead of at home. Margaret Bashir, VOA News, the United Nations.
U.S. President Donald Trump once again says that unless a program that protects hundreds of thousands of immigrants from deportation contains new policies that he's outlined, he won't support it. He's been referring to the Deferred Action for Childhood Arrivals program, which expires in March. In September, Mr. Trump rescinded what's commonly known as DACA, which was instituted by former President Barack Obama. Mr. Trump gave Congress until March 5th to agree on legislation that would allow equivalent protections to those offered under DACA, provided the measure includes funding for a wall along the border with Mexico, ends the visa lottery program, along with the process by which immigrants from a particular area follow others from that area to specific U.S. cities or neighborhoods. This is VOA News. U.S. President Donald Trump has declared everything he's done and is 100% proper amid increasing scrutiny.